The glossy red train glides into the station. It comes to a stop at the platform, and the doors float open. It's here to take you from the bustling metropolis of Rome to the magnificent and historical city of Pompeii. One by one, commuters and tourists alike vanish into the carriages. Once you're inside, you find a window seat. After a few minutes, the bustling platform empties of people, leaving the little grey sparrows to descend from the rafters and skitter about the slate-coloured walkways. On the train, the inviting leather seats are filled by all sorts of people, young and old, loud and quiet, busy and relaxed. They settle in, as you have, for the journey south. You lean your head back, resting it on the cushioned seat, and watch Rome's outskirts rush past the window at an unbelievable speed. The carriage sways back and forth rhythmically as houses, waterways, trees and cars merge into a colourful blur before your eyes. After a while, you sink further into the seat, letting your mind drift. It wanders to the train's other passengers, the group of American visitors holding a conversation with their Italian neighbours. A small woman in a suit and sunglasses, whispering into a phone with a rainbow of plastic folders spread across her lap. Your attention shifts to the window as the sunshine leaps onto your face through clouds and mountains. Outside, large cows trundle across dewy green fields. Behind the stretches of meadow are small hills, dusted with snow, yearning for the bright rays of morning sun. And, in the gaps between the crests, the faint blue sea is visible, sparkling despite the winter chill. Before long, the idyllic countryside is greeted by the metropolitan city of Naples. Boxy houses teeter in their bright yellows and reds, looking out towards the empty plains as neighbours chatter about the day ahead. As you approach inner Naples, the buildings become more sophisticated and densely packed. Soon, the train rolls to a stop, and the doors of the carriage ease open. You get off here and set out to make your connection on a different platform. Somehow, this station is busier than the one in Rome. The escalators squeal as you descend to the lower platform in search of the train that will take you to your final destination. You follow a young couple as they pass gracefully through the ticket barrier and watch as they disappear into the heart of the station to be lost amongst the maze of platforms and routes. Although this hub is filled with travellers rushing to and fro, you don't mind the company. You take comfort in being amongst people all going to new and interesting places. Before long, the train arrives, and you're practically carried on board by the momentum of everyone heading in the same direction. This train is nothing like the last. Older carriages, awash in colourful graffiti, creak as the wheels begin to turn. Slowly, it chugs out of the station, back into the sunlight.